DARPA, shaping the future, creating opportunities for new capabilities, strategically, tactically. 1989, George Herbert Walker Bush is president. After 28 years, the Berlin Wall is open to the West. The fall of Soviet communism unleashes a new security environment, one of international instability. DARPA director, Dr. Craig Fields.
The Soviet Union fell in that exact period. It wasn't so clear they weren't going to reform. There was a lot of anxiety about the fact that they might reform. And nuclear proliferation, biological warfare, chemical warfare, radiological attacks, EMP. There are any number of things that are of the traditional sort. And then you deal with cases of things that are not quite war, like insurgency and occupation in Iraq today.
In 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait. Our capabilities unleashed in Desert Storm were the culmination of DARPA's technological prowess. Stealth aircraft delivering precision ordnance destroyed the Iraqi army in just 42 days. Dr. Victor Rees became director in 1990.
It was a time of considerable turmoil. I realized after a short period of time that this was the most important thing that DARPA could be doing was in the information technology area.
DARPA saw the opportunity to incorporate real battles from Desert Storm to enhance computer simulated training.
One of the things that the applications of this packet switching was a program called SimNet, Simulation Networking. You could simulate both sides of a battle where people could sit in what looked like little tanks, but they were really workstations, and so they could sit and look out and see a terrain and see people or other tanks or other things coming at them. So you could sit in a room not unlike this one and play a whole battle out and learn that way.
Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney saw the simulation and wanted more like it. Simulation technology transitioned to the services, becoming key to troop training. Dr. Gary Denman became director in 1991.
The first Gulf War was underway just over when I arrived and in my early days of my tenure. And that, less from a lessons learned point of view, that set some tone for the agency.
The monolithic adversary was gone. But now, several smaller, complex conflicts arose from the broken pieces of the Soviet Empire.
I think a military person would tell you, all I need is perfect information on the enemy, and I can take care of the problem. Well, obviously you never have perfect, but can DARPA help you make it better than it is? And we focused a great deal on sensors and techniques to get better intelligence and reconnaissance of the battlefield or potential adversaries.
Yugoslavia was spiraling into war. DARPA was asked to find a solution to the operational challenges of fast-moving urban warfare. Director Larry Lynn.
Probably the external thing that drove most of our thinking was the Bosnia situation at the time. There was a real need to improve the communications and the information exploitation for Bosnia.
DARPA responded with the Bosnia Command and Control Augmentation Initiative, connecting deployed forces with assets in the states. Another remnant of the Cold War was raising security concerns. The Soviets had maintained a robust biological warfare program. Now, with a diminished military budget, there was a chance these germ warfare secrets could extend beyond Russia's borders and proliferate in the wrong hands. Lynn and a DARPA team traveled to Moscow to learn what they could to start up a biological warfare defense program at DARPA.
It became apparent that biological warfare was rising to the level of a lot of concern, and the DoD had very little capability in biology. And so we started a heavy, hefty biological program.
Dr. Frank Fernandez was appointed director in 1998.
We focused on were defense against biological attack, and the second one was defense against cyber attack. In the military area, back then, precision strike against moving targets was a very hard problem. Predator in Kosovo was a situation where we got a call from some operational people saying, we found out that Predator is accurately tracking the movement of some of these people that we want to shoot at in real time. The problem was that the camera on Predator had to look out at very low angle, low grazing angles, so that there was a lot of distortion in the scene. And you couldn't register what you saw with an accuracy enough to essentially use that to target a vehicle.
DARPA solved the moving target problem, integrating multiple sensor sources to direct weapons to a moving target. DARPA was pushing core sciences too.
At that time, we're learning how to do integration of multiple components on a chip. Okay, integrating optics and electronics on one single chip. Putting a lot of transistors on a chip. Numbers getting close to a billion transistors on a chip.
In 2001, George W. Bush became president. 9/11 came just 8 months later. With the operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, DARPA responded to the national security threats as it had throughout its 50-year history. By combining technologies in new ways.
We have a convoy blocked and taking small arms fire.
And with imaginative field solutions. The war in Iraq provided insights as to what future operations might entail. The urban nature of the war. The harsh conditions. The scattered, asymmetrical enemy. DARPA believed part of the answer was unmanned ground vehicles that could save lives on the battlefield. Could anyone build an unmanned vehicle that could autonomously travel long distances? To accelerate research and development of robot cars, DARPA held a contest. They called it the Grand Challenge.
Lafayette's Cajun Bot.
2004, the first DARPA Grand Challenge. The robot vehicles had to navigate a 150-mile course through the Mojave Desert. None of the contestants made it more than 7 miles. 2005, the second Grand Challenge. 132 miles through the desert. Five teams made it across the finish line. An amazing feat.
The check goes to Stanley.
DARPA plays a major role in sponsoring the development of our defense technology. The agency has transitioned stealth bombers armed with precision weapons, developed network battlefield simulations for training, improved sensors and reconnaissance capabilities, deployed Predator and Global Hawk, developed new biological and chemical defense strategies, advanced computer technology, and stimulated robot vehicle development. Impressive, but barely scratching the surface of things to come. Space, one of DARPA's original frontiers. In the future, we will be depending more and more on satellites for both commercial and military communications. DARPA is working to protect these assets and provide new capabilities in space. In an increasingly complex world, with one eye on the immediate needs of national security and the other anticipating future events, DARPA will continue to create even more technological advancement and technological surprise for the next 50 years.